The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
This is a compilation of some of the Strike Force radio programs that have aired on radio stations and websites around the U.S. and Puerto Rico. First up is Mary Thompson. Mary is a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. The Cherokee people have practiced sustainable agriculture for thousands of years. Mary talks about opportunities offered by USDA programs to folks in her area in the mountains of western North Carolina.
I work with a lot of the USDA programs that we have here today and many more, but I guess the main thing that I would like to see is the community become educated and knowledgeable about what is actually out there and what's available through USDA. We haven't always had a big presence of USDA programs on the boundary. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but I feel like now's the time to start taking advantage of some of these opportunities, getting folks together and meeting each other and just using resources that's available.
The Strike Force radio programs featured farmers and growers in Puerto Rico, where there are two RC&D councils. We spoke with several growers about the unique challenges they face on the island.
Guillermo Cardona Sullivan. Soy el dueño de Hacienda Las Nubes.
I am Guillermo Cardona Sullivan, owner of Hacienda Las Nubes. We produce a premium quality coffee named Café Hacienda Las Nubes. We sell this coffee to brokers in the United States. Why Puerto Rico is great for agriculture? For coffee, the climate is magnificent. We are located in the perfect latitude, known as the Coffee Belt. For example, that's where Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee comes from. We compete with JBM and Kona in Hawaii. Islands have trade winds and a lot of humidity. Many continents and Central America do too, but not as favorable as islands like Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Puerto Rico, Jamaica, and Hawaii are very similar. We have the best client in the world, the United States. Plus, we don't have to face many of the challenges and go through many of the barriers that most of our competition has to go through.
The Hoop House, or High Tunnel Initiative, is one of many popular programs available to growers. Hoop houses allow farmers to extend their growing seasons for many types of crops and produce. In Northwest Arkansas, Ruth Pepler tells us more.
We also put in this year a high tunnel that went in October, and we're getting ready to set up planting for that. We put in a 30 by 72 on the side of the hill, so a lot of grading and engineering had to be done. So again, NRCS came out and helped us with that and tried to figure out how it would have to be set up and what the best orientation was for it and how water runoff would be to not affect the high tunnel but to allow for good drip irrigation. So these are some of the projects that we've used on our farm, and we have homestead days where people come and they get to tour around and see the different projects that we've been able to use.
The FireWise program through Strike Force is helping landowners mitigate the risk of wildfires and forest fires throughout the country. This program educates landowners and helps prevent possible loss of property. Here's Steve Spangler of FireWise in Southwest Virginia.
FireWise is being familiar with how your home or property sits in a wooded area and how a wildland fire could affect your home or property. And in our area, we're in the mountainous terrain, and everybody's building homes. They're wanting to get out of the city, build that mountain home, and they're plopping them right in the wrong spot, it seems like. But we're here to help. They're not really taking in the effect of topography, what slope they're putting their homes on, and then they want to keep that natural look. Well, that they can have their natural look, but not that overgrown look. And it's very dangerous when a fire starts. And you hate for them to learn after the fact when a fire comes running up and they lose or damage their home or property to a wildfire. So we're there to try to help educate is the main thing.
To learn more about Strike Force, visit usda.gov/strikeforce or contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.